Healing from Trauma and Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Sari Siebert. Throughout life, we might come face to face with traumatic events that might paralyze us. Events like car accidents, abuse, combat, death, and grief are just some of those things. Army Staff Sergeant Tamilia Joe discusses dealing with trauma.
Trauma is something that can follow us from our childhood to the end of our lives. And left untreated, it's also something that can affect our daily lives and damage our mental health. There are many ways to seek therapy in the KMC and BMC, and one of those resources are the military chaplains. Chaplain Anthony Kelly, a family life chaplain, shares more on the best ways to heal from trauma.
Therapy is one of the big things you can do. As it manifests in depression and anxiety, panic attacks, even flashbacks, it can compound in our life.
To seek those confidential counseling services, reach out to your local chaplain.
Domestic abuse is also something that can cause great trauma. To bring awareness to this issue, October is recognized as Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
According to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, an average of 24 people per minute are victims of domestic violence by an intimate partner in the United States. Intimate partner violence affects more than 12 million people a year. Mary Del Rosario from the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls Public Affairs Office has more to say.
Domestic violence goes against the U.S. Army Corps' values of respect and trust, and we all have to be part of the solution, and we need to educate our community on how to live by the relationship core values and stay safe through healthy relationships.
If you are suffering from domestic violence, you are not alone. There are a lot of resources available to you. Military OneSource, Army Family Advocacy, and the Abuse Victim Advocacy Hotline through LARMC are just a few of many. From AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Sergeant Brayton Daniel.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Staff Sergeant Sari Siebert.